All right, let's dive into something truly fascinating today. We're looking at August 13th sources, a whole stack of them, really, from, you know, Washington policy, market moves, cultural stuff, even the weather. We want to pull out the key things, maybe some surprises.
Yeah, the idea is to help you connect the dots, see not just what's happening, but maybe why it matters. So you walk away informed with maybe a fresh angle.
Okay, let's kick things off in D.C. Big news there. President Trump just rescinded that 2021 Biden executive order, the one targeting monopolies.
Right. That's a significant rollback. It's more than just policy. It signals a, well, a different direction on antitrust. Could mean less enforcement, maybe more market concentration.
Interesting. And it speaks to those ongoing power battles, doesn't it?
Definitely. And he's also pushing for longer federal control over D.C.'s police. Beyond this 30-day emergency, calls it a model for tackling crime.
Right, with 800 guard troops already there.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, that upcoming Trump-Putin summit in Alaska, expectations are very low. Just a listening exercise, apparently.
So while D.C. deals with power plays, Wall Street seems to be, well, partying.
Huh, you could say that. The market's definitely on a tear. S&P 500, NASDAQ, record highs again. Dow jumped over 460 points.
Wow. And investors are betting hard on a Fed rate cut.
Yeah, seems like it. A quarter point cut for September is, like, fully priced in. And Treasury Secretary Bessent even hinted maybe a bigger half point cut is possible.
A half point cut. That would be quite the stimulus.
Exactly. Cheaper borrowing, more spending maybe. But, you know, there's always the inflation risk. It's a balancing act.
Got it. And quick corporate news. Gildan Activewear buying Hanesbrands, about $4.4 billion.
Yeah, creating a huge player in basic apparel, a global powerhouse. That seems to be the aim.
Okay, so shifting from markets and deals, let's look at the human side of some recent policy shifts. Immigration news is pretty concerning.
It is. There's this federal lawsuit now over the cancellation of the CBP-1 parole program.
That was the app, right, for migrants to apply for entry?
That's the one. It allowed thousands legal entry, a way to sort of streamline asylum claims. But then, boom, an April email just revoked those protections overnight.
Just like that. So people who were legally processed are now not.
Effectively, yeah. Turned illegal instantly. Raises big questions about executive power and, well, the human cost.
Yeah.
And we're also hearing about ICE dismissing court cases only to arrest people right after for fast-track deportation, even asylum seekers.
Arresting them after dismissing the case.
Mm-hmm. A class action suit calls it a courthouse ambush, says it's unlawful, spreads fear. Pretty troubling stuff.
Definitely troubling. Okay, let's pivot to Mother Nature. Some dramatic weather happening.
Yeah, really intense. Yeah. Deadly flash floods in the southeast. Chattanooga got nearly 7 inches of rain. Tragically, 3 deaths reported. State of emergency there.
Just awful. And then the opposite extreme out west.
Relentless heat. Phoenix is on its 12th straight day, around 110 Fahrenheit. Could be its hottest August ever.
Wow. That's brutal.
And keep an eye on the Atlantic. Tropical storm Erin is brewing. It's expected to become a hurricane by Friday.
First Atlantic hurricane of the season.
Looks like it. Could you become a major Category 3 by Sunday? It's offshore now, but, you know, East Coast folks should stay aware.
Good heads up. All right. From weather to culture. Music charts are seeing some unexpected action.
Yeah. Get this. The number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 is Golden by HuntryRx.
HuntryRx. Wait, isn't that the fictional K-pop group from the animated film?
That's them. They knocked Alex Warren's Ordinary off the top spot after 9 weeks. Pretty wild, right?
That is wild. A fictional group at number one.
Tells you something about how entertainment and, like, virtual artists are merging, I think, blurring lines. And Chapel Run's The Subway debuted high, too. So lots happening.
Interesting times on the charts. And speaking of culture, some classic summer stuff is happening, too.
Yeah.
Iowa and Illinois state fairs are running. You know, Butter Cow in Iowa. All that fun.
Ah, the Butter Cow, a classic.
And the Little League World Series starts today in Williamsport. Always great to see.
Absolutely. And, you know, bringing things back to history. Today, August 13th, is an important date.
Oh, what is the connection?
Well, back in 1961, today was the day construction began on the Berlin Wall.
Wow. A really stark symbol of the Cold War, dividing families for 28 years.
Exactly. And also, different era, but same date, 1981, President Reagan signed the big Economic Recovery Tax Act.
Right. The 25% income tax cut, corporate tax cuts, supply side economics.
Mm-hmm. The idea that tax cuts boost production and investment, a debate that, frankly, we're still having today in various form.
True. So much still echoes.
So when you pull back and look at everything today, The politics, the economy, these human stories, cultural shifts, history, they're not really separate buckets, are they?
No, not at all.
They're all threads kind of woven together into this complex picture of right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So thinking about all these threads we've unpacked, the DC maneuvers, market highs, the human impact of policy, that surprising pop hit, the history, what does it all suggest to you? When you connect these dots, what patterns or maybe what direction do you see? Something to keep observing, right? Yeah. These interconnected threads.